The Elusive Pimpernel by Baroness Ortsey. To my old and valued friend, David Murray, R.A. Chapter 1. Paris, 1793. There was not even a reaction. On, ever on, in that wild surging torrent, sowing the wind of anarchy, of terrorism, of lust, of blood and hate, and reaping a hurricane of destruction and of horror. On, ever on, France, with Paris and all her children, still rushes blindly, madly on, defies the powerful coalition, Austria, England, Spain, Prussia, all joined together to stem the flow of carnage, defies the universe and defies God. Paris, this September 1793, or shall we call it Vendémiaire, year one of the Republic. Call it what we will, Paris, a city of bloodshed, of humanity in its lowest, most degraded aspect, France herself a gigantic self-devouring monster, her fairest cities destroyed, Lyon razed to the ground, Toulon, Marseille, masses of blackened ruins, her bravest sons turned to lustful brutes, or to abject cowards, seeking safety at the cost of any humiliation. That is thy reward, O mighty holy revolution, apotheosis of equality and fraternity, grand rival of decadent Christianity. 5 weeks now since Marat, the bloodthirsty friend of the people, succumbed beneath the sheath knife of a virgin patriot. 1 month since his murderess walked proudly, even enthusiastically, to the guillotine. There has been no reaction, only a great sigh, not of content or satisfaction.